of July 1806, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the grand city hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged fore and aft, and oh how the whirlwind drove her. She took several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover. We had 1 million bags of the best lagerette, we had 2 million barrels of stones, we had 3 million bales of old Nanny Goat's Tears, we had 4 million barrels of bones, we had 5 million hogs, 6 million dogs, 7 million barrels of porter, we had 8 million sides of old blind horses' hides in the hold of the Irish Rover. There was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee, there was Hogan from County Tyrone, there was Johnny McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and a man from Westmeath called Malone. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man Mick McCann, from the banks of the band, was the skipper of the Irish Rover. We had 1 million bags of the best Sligorette, we had 2 million barrels of stones, we had 3 million bales of old Nanny Goat's Tears, we had 4 million barrels of bones, we had 5 million hogs, 6 million dogs, 7 million barrels of porter, we had 8 million sides of old blind horses' hides in the hold of the Irish Rover. Ship lost its way in the fog. The other whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. Then the ship struck a rock. Oh, what a shock! The bulkhead was turned right over. Turned 9 times around, and the poor old dog was drowned.